youth,
creativity,
entrepreneurship. Here is a series of podcasts which testify
the experience of the European project
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs by those who have implemented it.
This project is co-financed by the European Regional Development Funds
through the Interreg Atlantic Area Programme.
Network.
Opportunity.
European.
14 partners.
5 countries.
Here we are. Welcome to a new episode talking about H Project, Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs. This podcast series has been recorded during the COVID-19 situation. Today we're in the north of Portugal, in the city of Santo Tirso. We are going to meet Vera, who is the AYCH coordinator at the municipality of Santo Tirso. Hello Vera, thank you for having us.
Hello everyone, my name is Vera Araújo. I'm from the municipality of Santo Tirso, in the north of Portugal, and I am the strategic coordinator of Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs in the municipality of Santo Tirso, Portugal. Also, I am the coordinator of Invest Santo Tirso, the development office created by municipality to encouraging business and industrial states. We work a lot with entrepreneurs in many areas, but we have cultural and creative hubs, fashion and design, like our focus here in the Fábrica de Santo Tirso. That is a project that many of you know because you stay here in Santo Tirso.
And what do you do with your team?
We give information to the entrepreneur and the people who want to make some incentive programs that are available here in Portugal 2020. We work and support all these people to make his own job and developing his own skills in many areas. But creative and cultural design is our focus, like I said. I think young people and youth are our future, like the song of Michael Jackson said, the young people are the future. This is an important project to put young people connecting in many countries, to learn, travel, to know another countries, another regions, another young people and know other realities.
AYCH is a project which raises awareness for young people about creative industries, right?
They can have more and more knowledge in these areas of culture, design, fashion, and tourism. Words like sustainability are very, very important also to the young people. So I think it's very important to put young people connecting each other and, how can I say it, make a mix of everything of we have good practices in all countries.
As a municipality, what are your actions with young people?
We have here in Fábrica de Santo Tirso, an old factory that where we put working an incubator of fashion and design a few years ago. And we have some startups that are incubated here in our enterprise center. So we have another project which funds are from Portugal 2020, and this is the project Santo Tirso Empreende, project to entrepreneur young people that wants to make their own project. So when we start with this Santo Tirso Empreende, we have the opportunity to go like a partner to Atlantic Youth Creative Arts. We learn much more with AISH project because the fact of we have another so many people so different from so many countries give us some skills to work very good with our own jobs that come from the first time to the AISH project.
What kind of opportunity can AYCH give to the participants?
Give some other opportunities to young people in the north of Portugal and all the country to participate in this European experience.
Who are the young people involved in your action?
From the secondary schools and university schools, students, more technicians, but we have also some young people that is unemployed. So this is the opportunity to another point of our lives. So they have here in the AISH project the opportunity to scale and work in these areas of AISH project, the beginning of something more to in this professional future. So we have here Fábrica de Santo Tirso, like fashion and design incubator. We call iMod incubator of Fábrica de Santo Tirso, an old textile factory that now, in a few years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, our municipality go to the bank and said, okay, I want this project of a cultural and a fashion quarter. We want to buy this company. So the municipality of Sant Tirso buy the company and many places. We have a fab lab, we have a textile factory. With this, they can make a t-shirt. So we make like a bridge between students, entrepreneurs, and the big companies to receive them to make some internship or other kind of match that put it on all of them working together. We have also their other possibilities, so they can make the design, the work with our computers and our programs of design. They have also the possibility to participate in our workshops and seminaries to give this entrepreneur and our the companies, startups and others that are here in Fábrica or in the region, they can give them some tools to help them working. And many times they can think a little more about the project and make some machines that people need to work in fashion and design, creative industries. Municipality of Sant Tirso started to work in this project at 4 years ago. So first we go to the schools, we present our projects like AISH. After that, We call the companies, we make some meetings with them, and we give them to know all the projects we have, and we make a challenge to them. The small companies work with the biggest one, the student that has a project of creating her own collection of garments, and give the opportunity to these entrepreneurs, these young people, go to the company 2 weeks and learn a little more skills with the practice, because the heart of textile industry. So we have a long story of textile industries in our region and in our city. And in the other one, we have many people that makes this bridge also. They step in this bridge, so they cross the bridge to the companies, and they are working with the companies. They are producing, they are making design from these companies. They have their own company, but they work with the biggest company. We have also some of these entrepreneurs that from another countries.
I've heard a young Portuguese person who worked and enjoyed in H project.
That says here 6 months in incubation, and she is working with an Italian company. For examples, as you could see in our stories and our ambassadors, and all of them are developing very good, I think, this partnership with schools. They make some partnership with us, municipality, and after that also with the big companies.
Meu projeto consiste na criação de uma marca em que permita personalizar a roupa de acordo com a vontade do cliente. Quando eu soube do programa, eu achei que era uma ideia fantástica, porque eu acredito nisso de impulsionar e dar suporte pro público jovem. Acho que isso é uma ideia incrível mesmo. E eu achei que tinha tudo a ver com o meu projeto, que eu já tinha essa ideia há um tempo.
This is a story that impacted stories that we are talking about. Fernanda Passos, one of the entrepreneurs that she comes to us, participate in our contest, and she is also, yet she is working with one of our Portuguese companies. She is now living here in the region, so she stayed in Portugal. João Sousa. João Sousa is a young entrepreneur from Santo Tirso. He studies in the School of Fashion in Porto. João participated in 2 big contests in Portugal. He would like to know more about ICE program. We explain this, make some meetings with him, and we present ICE project. He comes, he stays, and he's already with us, so he's here more than 1 year. He participated in 2 big contests, like I said, the Bloom contest fashion. This that is organized every year because of coronavirus. The fashion contest was closed by the participants, so public in general couldn't assist, but they make the transmission from the web. Well, we stay here and we see the collection that João Sousa make. Also one of the stories that is amazing, because he starts making some designs and some layouts. He could make them because we support with the Hash project, and we think he will be a great fashion design.
O meu projeto chama-se MED e a ideia é promover o talento nacional na parte das artes. A minha plataforma que eu quero criar basicamente apoia os jovens designers, artistas da pintura, escultura, teatro, música, dança, basicamente a criar uma sinergia de arte na cidade de Santo Tirso.
What did the AYCH project change in your institution?
I think we learn more with this project than with all projects we're working on these ones. So in fashion, design, sustainability, AYCH project is very, very important because gives us the opportunity to learn with you, with City Design Lab, with so many partners that have some new ways to work with young people, something new to give my team, to give my young people. So this is the most important thing, my opinion. Some new forms to encouraging entrepreneurship and the employment in young people. And also a thing that that for me is very important in this project is the fact that we talk about each other.
What are the difficulties you had to face for this project?
First of all, we have to make some refresh because we are a public institution. So we have many papers, many authorizations to have to make this or that. So we have many tears to go. We cannot work on it in the same way like we are doing now because we need much time, most of you, to do the things because we don't have a team, all people working on this. We have to go to talk with the mayor. Sometimes mayor is out in work. This is because in Portugal we have a little more difficulty in the public institutions to work out a little faster. But anyway, I think we are working well.
Did you face the COVID-19 situation regarding your activities?
If it was not coronavirus, we have the project in another level, like because we are with the doors closed since March here in Santo Tirso. We don't have yet, we are opening our doors now in July. It was not this situation. I think we could have a more positive results. They are positive, but I think we could have a better results if was not this situation. And we could International Creative Jam last March by the computer. We could not make our presential reunions. We cannot work presentially with the entrepreneur. It's a little bit closed, but we have open some of the rooms of the incubation, like the small textile office that we have here. They come 2 years ago, but we cannot have many young people at the same time. So we have to some care with this. This fact is making some difference in them because they come every day, like they want to work here with us every day because we have to use something like this. AYCH project is very, very interesting because this project put four Atlantic Coast countries in a match across these four countries. We have 14 multidisciplinary hubs from all the countries with many people with many important experiences in these areas of cultural, creative, in ambiental sustainability. And I think the focus of all these areas are actually the creativity, the technology, and put it on mix. I think that young people learn, but also live the life with another view of what is AYCH.
Thank you very much, Vera, and thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find more information about the A4TH project on our platforms. See you next time for a new episode.
Youth,
creativity,
entrepreneurship,
network,
opportunity,
European,
14 partners,
5 countries,
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs.